Welcome to Camp Enchantrix, the Halloween blog train. This is Mistress Brighton. The train kicked off with Miss Cassidy yesterday, and now we're rolling out of the station. And the next stop is the Haunted Showers of Small Penis Humiliation. You can read this blog post along with the audio at enchantrixtees.com. Here we go. It started with laughter. Ron was already unnerved, being new to summer camp, his first summer being away from home, after being encouraged to apply for a job at Camp Enchantrix. All the other male counselors were athletic studs. The women counselors were gorgeous and intimidating. And Ron, being very short and frail-looking, found interacting with counselors humiliating. Especially after his initial introduction, when after meeting the head camp counselor, Brighton, she looked him up and down and snickered, "Welcome to Enchantrix, Squirt." Then she laughed and walked away. After his embarrassing intro, he was given a tour of the camp and shown where he would be bunking. "All males in this cabin. Showers are in the adjacent building. Boys shower at night, girls shower in the morning. And absolutely no co-ed fraternizing with the staff after hours," Brighton said sternly. Ron dropped his head, unable to meet her gaze. "Oh, and one more thing. There's a rumor going around that the men's showers are haunted. I've never seen or heard anything, but it's probably the guys playing pranks. If I were you, I'd take your shower early and don't go near that area after midnight." Ron looked puzzled by the warning, but decided that she was right and that showering early would be less humiliating than having to stand next to the built studs that he had to work and bunk with. The sun began to set, and Ron slipped away to hurry and take his shower before the rest of the camp members got there. Grabbing his towel, he entered the shower area and turned on the jets, letting the hot water spray his back. Turning to stick his face under the shower, he heard a faint giggle and then stopped. Looking around, he saw no one else in the shower area. Then he heard the laughter again, this time louder, the voice unmistakably feminine. "Hello? Is someone there?" Ron folded his arms tightly over his body and peered over the partition. And then he heard more voices. Several haunting voices, all laughing at him. Ron froze in horror. "Who's there? If this is a joke, it's not funny." The laughter was behind him now. Ron turned and they rose above him, cackling all around his naked body. And then a squeaking noise coming from the window above the shower head. The light casting a slight reflection and illuminating the ghostly finger writing something against the fogged up glass. Ron was in shock, too scared to reach for his towel and run away. He made out the first two letters, T-I. As the ghost finger continued to write, it was clear they were trying to tell him something. It continued, N-Y. Ron couldn't tear his eyes away as the writing continued. When it was done, it read the words, "Tiny penis." Ron shrieked in horror, grabbing his towel and running out of the showers. He cowered in his bed with the covers pulled tight for the rest of the evening. Ron was a wreck at breakfast. Sitting alone at his table, his hands were shaking as he tried to eat his cereal, but his mind was stuck on the laughing ghost that knew his secret. One of the counselors sat down next to him. "What's up, man? You look a mess. And you kept crying out and whimpering last night. Were you having bad dreams?" He looked up, eyes wide, and shook his head. I saw something last night. The stud counselor perked up. Oh? What'd you see? Ron explained everything to him, the laughing, and the warning the head counselor gave him. The counselor looked puzzled and paused. Wait a minute, who? You said Brighton warned you about the showers? Ron nodded in response. The guy laughed and shook his head. Man, I don't know what you're on, but Brighton couldn't have told you anything. She built this place 60 years ago, and she's been long gone for about 20 of those years. His words took a moment to register. And then Ron began shaking his head violently. No, it was her. I saw her. She greeted me when I arrived. She gave me the tour. The counselor just smiled. Come on. I will prove to you that you couldn't have seen her. He led Ron down the path to the main office and unlocked the door. Once inside, he pointed to the portrait on the wall. It was a large picture of a smiling Brighton holding the Camp Enchantrix plaque, her eyes gleaming, her smile lighting up her face. Then he saw the year on the picture and he shook his head violently again. That's her, he cried. She was here, that's her. She was right here and she gave me a tour of the camp. Ron backed away as he looked in shock at the picture, which seemed to distort, Brighton's grin becoming more feral, almost mocking. Then the picture winked and he heard his counselor's voice far off in the distance. We've all been here a long time. And if she marks you, you can never leave, tiny penis. Ron turned and then screamed, seeing the figure in the darkness moving swiftly toward him, a wide smile and hysterical laughter before everything went black. Do you like my spoopy story? Make sure you listen to the audio and then call me. And we can chat about your own scary small penis humiliation story. Just dial 1-800-601-6975 and ask for Brighton. Up next on the Halloween blog train, Miss Constance.